We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Zayin Sivav. Ein Omer Halal Beis Avol Tach Shiva. We don't say Halal in the home of an Avol during the Shiva, Mishum Dehava Loig L'Rash. Because it's considered like we're saying something which is embarrassing to the Avol, to the Nifter, because in the Halal we say, Lo Yameisim Yehalalu Ka. And we're saying that Nifter can no longer say Halal. If there's a separate room where they're not sitting Shiva, that's the room that the Avel should walk into. But and everybody else should say Halal. But if there is no other room available in that home, as Brishchaydish ain't Soichalem Akachal Mebesam. The people who davened in the Shiva house don't have to say Halal at home afterwards. On Chanukah they have to say Halal at home. And if they're davening in the house of the Nifter, Vein Shom Ovel, and there is no Ovel sitting Shiva there, it's just where the Nifter lived, or they're in the house of the Ovel, which wasn't the home of the Nifter, then we could say Halal even in such a place on Rosh Chodesh. El Sha'ovel LaYomer, but the Ovel should not participate in saying Halal. Shum Shinem, because in the Halal it says Zeh Yom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismecha Boy, and this is not a day that, of course, the Ovel is happy with. Em Yom Shvi Hu B'Chanukah, if the last day of the Shiva is on Chanukah, as La'achash Olcha Menachem, but when everybody leaves, which we know on the morning of the seventh day, at that point, Pascha Avelis Davelis ends. Yom Megam Avel Halal, so then the Avel could say Halal, because Bnei Shuchiv, he has obligated to say Halal, because it's Rish Chodesh. V'yesh Yomim B'Chanukah, I'm Halal Gam Be'is Avel B'Tzibur. There are opinions that in Chanukah we say Halal, even the Be'is Avel, all together. Rish Chodesh Chal Shabbos, and Rish Chodesh is on Shabbos. I'm Halal B'Tzibur, Gam Be'is Avel. If they're davening in the Be'is Avel, they say Halal. Dein Avelis B'Shabbos, there is no Avelis on Shabbos. Birch Sif Zayin, Birchas Avelim, Shebirchas Amazon. The meaning was to say Birchas Avelim in the Birchas Amazon. Loi Nigach, so it does not apply B'Zman Azeh. K'saim Chal Paiskin, we rely on those Paiskin Desfilu, the Nailiskana El K'shem Varchim Basara. It only applies that when we're benching with 10 people. The minig is that we don't take anything out of the home of an Ovel during the Shiva, because there's a Ruach HaTumah in that home. The Achrayim say that it is not really appropriate to say Du Nichma Velim during the first 3 days. The Arzarua and the Lukuta Maril say that you can. It really depends on the situation. One could say technically Nichem Avelim on Shabbos, but really one should avoid saying Nichem Avelim on Shabbos. One should go to Menachem Avel during the week. Also, Nichem Avelim can be done by letter or by telephone, but as we discussed earlier, there's a special point to come to the home of where the Nifter lived, and therefore that aspect of Nichem Avelim is not accomplished when you don't go to his home. But if there's no other option, then we could be lenient and do Nichem Avelim through a telephone, through a letter. Also, even though we learned the halach is that when it comes to Nichem Avelim, the halach is that the Ovel should speak first. If it's an uncomfortable situation and the Ovel is not saying anything, then the person who's coming to Menachem may begin the conversation. Sif Sim Reishches, Sha'ovel Asu B'Malach. Elvam Sha'ovel Asu B'Hem Kal Shiva. The following things an Ovel may not do during the Shiva. B'Malach, he may not work. Berchitzu, wash himself. Smicha, Sicha, anoint himself. Neil, stand upon on shoes. B'Tash B'Shamita. Vasa L'Kris B'Tar, he may not learn. Vasa B'Shel Shalom, he can't greet. Vasa B'Gitz, he may not press his clothing. B'Tas B'Iris, haircuts. V'Kol Minei Simcha. Vasa L'Nich T'Filim B'Yamarishin, he may not wear tefillin on the first day of the Shiva. Sif Beis Malacha Ketzer. What does it mean that he may not do Malacha? Kol Shlosh Yom Rishonim. The first 3 days of the Shiva. Of Asa B'Malacha, he may not do work. Afilu Ani Hamispanis Minat Staka. Even if he's a person that lives off Staka. And even if it's a person who never, Baruch Hashem, had to take Staka. But if now he's not going to work during these days, he's going to have to take Staka. He should better take Staka than work during the first 3 days. However, B'Yom Revi Veilach, after the fourth day of the Shiva, Ima Ani V'Amel HaYachal, if he's a poor person who doesn't have what to eat, Oysa B'Tzinah B'Toch Beis, he can work discreetly at home. V'Kani Isha Oysa M'Lachta B'Toch Beis B'Tzinah, a woman works at home quietly, K'day Panasasa, what she needs for living purposes. Aval Amr Chacham Chazal did teach us, Tovim Me'er L'Shchein Shetzru Kul Kach. The neighbors of a person who are in such a situation that even when he's in Shiva he has to go work, it's terrible. Kaleim Mutal Lashgiach Al Ani, they have to make sure that the Ani should have what he needs all the time. M'Koshkem V'Mei Evloi, certainly when he's in Shiva. Sif Gimel Afil Asim Lachai Dei Echeirim, even to do work through others. B'Afil Ay Dei Kachavim, even through a Nachri, Osir, it's prohibited. However, Malacha Nachvat's Ma'id, if it's very important, V'Yachal Adei Hefsid, and he can lose a significant loss by not doing it, Yas Shailas Chachim. Sifdalek Shem Shasim Malacham, just like one may not work during the Shiva, Kach Osalit Savalitim B'Schayra, he shouldn't do any business. B'Yesh Lo Schayra, but if he has items, merchandise, Shem Layim Karena Achshev, if he won't sell it now during the Shiva, Yilai Hefsim and Akarni can lose from the principal. Gamkein, Yasa Gamkein Shalas Chachim should do a Shaila. Ben Boaz Finis Ashiyaris, if boats or salespeople came, Shemaychem Ata Bezol, that now sell merchandise that he's in that business, and they're selling it for a very good price. Vakach, and after the Shiva Lo Yimtza, he won't be able to find it at this price. V'kenem Hum B'Yurid, if he's by a market, V'sham Shmuel Kroiva, and he heard about a situation that he has to sit Shiva, Yach Olimka Liknas Oidei Echeirim, then he could do business through others. If he had already sold the merchandise before Shiva, and already became the under the ownership of the buyer, and all that's revolved is shipping it out, then the Paiskim say, if he, the Ovel himself, won't be the one shipping it out, he'll have somebody else doing that work, there's room for leniency. Sivheim Mutal Ahavas Burbis Eidei Echavim, Loivik Echavim, Shurigalilim, Livois Mimenu. One could lend money through others to a Nachri that we do business with interest. V'adilim Koschar L'Gilim Etzloi. Similarly, if you have a steady customer, and if you're not going to sell to him during the Shiva, there's a concern that he's going to go elsewhere, and you will lose the steady, good customer. We are concerned, Shlai Yagilu Atzmei Etz L'Cherim, they shouldn't go elsewhere, and there's room for leniency. Sevuv, Mutalai L'Shloach Libais Chavaisav, he's allowed to ask somebody to collect money that's owed to him. Shesh ben chashash shem skalklu, we have to be concerned that if he won't collect this money, he may not be able to ever. He may not be able to ever retrieve it. Ksiva mutaris b'chol moed, any type of writing that's mutan chol moed, mutaris gam la'ovel, is permissible for an ovel. Emef shaloi ayideyachah, but it's always better to use someone else than to do it himself. There are many Paiskim that are quite lenient after the first 3 days of Avelis in collecting debts, given that it's so difficult sometimes to collect outstanding money. Sif Ches, Avos Shesedei B'Yedei Chayim Barisis, where somebody has a sharecropping arrangements on his property, Dahana L'Shlish Olerviyah, that the sharecropper will get a third or a percentage of the produce. The arrangement is that the worker gives the owner of the field a set amount of produce. That's a contract that the worker gives a certain amount of money, no matter what to the owner of the property. Harei elo oivdim kadakan. These people may work b'mei ovel shabalabais. When the owner of the property is unfortunately ba'avelis, they can continue working. The kivin shavoidi l'tel shalahem. The work is for their own benefit. They don't have to take a loss because the landlord, the owner of the property, has an ovel. But if the owner, if the ovel, who's the owner of this property, has a worker who gets paid by the day, then he may not let that worker work, even if the field is in a different city. Since this work is for the benefit of the ovel, Vipa Feresia, and it's being done publicly, we have to be machmer. Siftes. Ema ovel hu oris besod shalacher. If the ovel is a sharecropper, also loy loved ba'atzmai, he himself may not work there. Aviday acherim mutter. He could sublease that somebody else should do the work on his behalf, on behalf of the ovel. Shum de ein zois nekras melachas ovel. This is not considered a situation where the ovel is doing the work. El melachas b'la'asada. It's the work for the owner of the field. V'imyeh shadvarim shalachayim b'yada ovel lasis. But if there's other things that belong to others that the ovel has to work with, la'yas afi yidei acherim, he shouldn't work even by asking somebody else to do the work. Ak shadava ovel, if there's an irretrievable loss, then Yasei Deicherim, he could ask others to do it. Let's say it's a tax return, that if the tax return won't get filed by the right time, it could cause a serious loss. The Ovel himself should not file the tax return for his client, but he could ask somebody else to do it on his behalf.